Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, hour two of the Leg Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I stand by what I told you guys last week. I'll say it again. I told you last week that we need to play J.J. McCarthy. And do I feel like J.J. McCarthy is the best quarterback right now to put the Minnesota Vikings in a position to win a game? No. I actually think that Carson Wentz is, okay? Because of his experience, because of just his decision-making, and getting the ball out and all of that good stuff. But with that said, like, you got to see what you got in J.J. You made a top 10 draft pick investment in J.J. McCarthy. Let's see what you got. You need to figure it out so that eventually in the future, if there's any decision to be made about the quarterback, you'll know. So I don't want to waste any more time trying to figure this thing out with J.J. But there's something that I want to say about J.J., and that is, if J.J. McCarthy starts against Philadelphia in the rest of the games this season, and J.J. McCarthy isn't very good, I'm going to say something that you guys are all going to laugh at, and you may chuckle about. That I'm not going to beat myself up about J.J. McCarthy being a dumpster fire this year. J.J. McCarthy can do no wrong this season. None. If J.J. McCarthy goes out and for the rest of the season is terrible, I'm not going to freak out. Do you think that that's fair, Chris? Did I not freak out for J.J. McCarthy?
No, I think it's person. Yeah, I think it's reasonable if you don't freak out over it, because you have to look at, you have to play the long game with it too, right?
Exactly.
I mean, this has already been kind of a weird year in terms of injuries and kind of how things have already developed. I'm not a fan of putting him out there if he's coming back and he's less than 100%. But if it's between the two of them and you have to make a decision for the franchise, it's obviously J.J. McCarthy. I just don't want him to be compromised.
651-461-9226. I'm going to give you two words on why if J.J. McCarthy is awful the rest of this year, I'm not going to freak out.
Okay.
Those two words?
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Young. Bryce Young is one of the most improved players in the National Football League. Bryce Young is one, let me repeat myself, is one of the most improved players in the National Football League. 2 years ago, Bryce Young looked like a bust.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Bryce Young didn't look all that great in the first half of the season. Got benched. Andy Dalton, here I come. The late last year, Bryce Young start to get better. Bryce Young this season has gotten better. That is one of the... So my point in bringing this up is everybody's talking about how you can't give up on these quarterbacks too soon, that you can't write them off too soon, that we wrote off Baker Mayfield, right? We wrote off Daniel Jones, that we... My point is, let's not do this with JJ. Let's not do it. Bryce Young, of all people, the Carolina Panthers are 3-3. And part of it is because Bryce Young's gotten better.
Yeah, the last two games, I think Rico Dowdle, the change to their running back, has opened up that game like something fierce. The last 2 weeks, Chuba Hubbard's been out. Rico Dowdle's gone for 200+. And guess what? That takes the pressure off of your quarterback. Now, you know, the last four games, five out of the six, he hasn't thrown for more than 200 yards. But the one game he did against Arizona, threw for over 300 and three touchdowns. So we do need to be patient. I understand. I wouldn't say that he couldn't do any wrong, but you do know that if there's one position that people are going to overreact and call them a bust, more than anything else, it's going to be a first round quarterback. That seems to be the one that we always want to within a handful of games, we've already made a decision.
Well, I'm not sitting here saying that Bryce Young's figured it out. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm sitting here and telling you is that he's gotten better. And of course, any quarterback's going to be better when a running game is good. Like the kid's got 10 touchdowns against 5 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
2-1 is pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Absolutely.
So all I'm saying here is the same way that I can look at a Bryce Young and see that he is getting better, I would expect that a guy like J.J. McCarthy, once he gets more reps, once he gets more snaps, once he gets more experience, is going. So we're light years away from me even looking at J.J. McCarthy as a bust.
Well, but see, that's the problem, though, is that a guy will play, and we have these high expectations, especially now. Okay, second year, Drake May. First year, Bo Nix. Like gone are the days of the Peyton Manning going 1-14 or 1-15, or Troy Aikman, or these guys that they struggle because they go to bad teams. This is supposedly a good team. Now, are they a paper tiger? I don't know. I don't know who they are yet because of all the injuries. But I will just say that I do think that we are in a position where we are going to instantly overreact. And I mean, people are calling him a bust because he can't stay healthy. You're not a first round pick if you don't have any juice. It's just a matter of when are we going to see it.
I disagree with that. Sometimes we reach. Christian Ponder was a reach, and we just got to call it for what it is.
Yeah.
Nobody thought that. I think one of the embarrassments right now in the National Football League is the Saints aren't a good football team.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't they putting the one kid out there, Tyler Shaw or whatever, or Shoe, the kid out of Louisville?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't they just play him?
Well, because they've got
Spencer Rattler?
Yeah, Rattler's a second-year quarterback. It's still a young quarterback.
I get that.
That's the thing. I mean,
you invested a first-round pick in the guy.
They feel like Spencer Rattler might be their guy, then, good for them. It's just, I just feel like if somebody looks at you, if anybody looks at you as a first-round pick, then you are going to have expectations even if you don't have the ability. If you're a first-round pick, that's not your fault. That's somebody else's fault for misevaluating you.
I get that, but
I mean,
of it's on the player?
Is it Christian Ponder's fault that he got picked in the first round?
No, it's not his fault, but he understands he's got to live up to the draft position. I mean, we don't say that when people are lottery picks in the NBA.
But, if they...
You have to live up to your draft position to justify where you got drafted.
Yeah, you should, but some people...
I mean, it's not like he's getting drafted in the first round, he's getting a sixth-round paycheck.
Yeah, but some people just don't have first-round ability, even if somebody looks at them as a first-round pick. Yeah, we know Christian Ponder didn't have, wasn't first-round quarterback material, but the you know, brain trust, and Winter Park certainly did. So it's the same thing with, you know, Blaine Gabbert or, you know, whoever, you know, Tim Couch. It's not, I don't think it's the players' fault. I mean, they put themselves in the best position, and if somehow an organization comes up and, you know, they make a bad decision, hey, that's not on the player.
Sometimes it is the player's fault. Sometimes it is the player's fault.
Did the player misrepresent themselves?
You got to take care of your business. Jamarcus Russell didn't take care of business. Like, sometimes it is the player's fault. There are guys that get drafted appropriately, and they don't make the most of the opportunity. So I don't agree with that it's all on the team based on where they selected. It's a little bit of both.
Yeah, I will give you that the player does have to live up to it. But at the end of the day, if somebody looks at you, they're like, "Hey, Henry, everybody else might have a third round, you know, grade on you, but we think you're at least a late first rounder. We may be ready to call your name then."
And by the way, Texan's saying Rattler's playing well. I'm not saying that Rattler's not playing well. What I'm saying is I think that they might have wasted a draft pick on the kid that nobody really had going in the first round.
Mm-hmm. There are some people who try and outsmart everybody, and sometimes it just doesn't work.
From the 612. Yeah, but like Chris is saying, without saying, universally thought of first round pick. Ponder was laughable by most scouts. Example on the other side, Johnny Football. You both can be right. All right, 651-461-9226. You know what's up next. Bite of the night right here on the Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All righty. First off, when we dive into Bite of the Night, I want to say, because I know people will say, well, you haven't mentioned this. I want to give some credit to President Donald Trump and his assistants on helping with the situation in Gaza. Is the war in Gaza over? We'll see. I think that people are still a little bit skeptical. I know that there were still some journalists that were killed in like the last 36 hours or whatever, but it sounds as though, like, when you talk about hostages being freed and all the reports about people feeling elated that finally it looks like this war is going to be over. Yeah. Let it be noted. Okay? I'm not going to sit here and not give any sort of credit when we have potentially fighting winding down and being over. We'd love to see that in Ukraine too, with them in Russia. So let's keep at it. But here on Bite of the Night, one of the individuals that I really like in Congress is Representative Joe Neguse from Colorado. He's on it, man. This guy does not hold back. He is all over it. Don't try to throw BS his way, because he's not having it. Like, he's one of the last guys in Congress that you throw that at. He doesn't play games. And so I got two bites for you. When you go and he's on a committee and you're going to go talk and speak and get questioned, and he's there, be prepared. Be prepared. This first clip is him talking about the National Coal Council. Because one of the things that, you know, President Donald Trump has talked about is coal.
Mm-hmm.
And supporting coal.
Coal.
And I guess.
Coal.
No, coal, not skull.
Oh. Never mind.
The National Coal Council is something that was created. But the representative from Colorado, he has questions.
So Trump established this council, reestablished it in June. Who's the chair of the council? Do you know?
You know, I'm sorry, I don't.
There is no chair. I went on the website this morning, couldn't find one. Do you know who serves on the council?
You know, right off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be able to tell you either, yeah. Because there are no members who serve on the council. No members have been appointed since the Trump administration established this commission or reestablished this coal council nearly 4 months ago. They haven't bothered to name one member or name a chair of the council, notwithstanding the urgency that you described that this issue merits. Do you know how many times they've met since June?
I'm thinking you're going to tell me probably they haven't met at all since it's not
that's a
council.
That's a great guess.
Since it's not a council.
You are right, sir. Coalition, commission, whatever you want to call it. This new entity that the Trump administration has reestablished as an urgent priority to boost coal production has not met once since this all-important executive order that was issued in June. They have not named any members. They have not named a chair.
So there's no real National Coal Council, is what we found out. Like, it's fake. It's fake. And this one, to me, is really bad. It's about stable coins. Okay? For the record, I don't own any crypto. I'm not knowledgeable enough about crypto. I've talked to people that don't trust it. They say it's scams.
They say it just seems very unstable.
It just, all this stuff about putting stuff out there, then dumping it and all. The representative brings us up to, because essentially right now what we have going on is in Congress, or just in general, these politicians, they cannot have these stable coins. But you know who can? It sounds like the president and vice president are the only two. That seems weird.
Is it legal for the president of the United States to issue a stable coin under this legislation? And it's one of two things. Either the answer is, yes, it is legal for him to do it under this bill, because this bill does not preclude him from doing so, or it's your position that it is illegal today under existing law. So one of those two answers is the answer to this question that Mr. McGovern was posing previously. That I'm trying to understand, if you can just tell us in this committee, the rule pertaining to whether or not the president or the vice president of the United States can issue a payment stablecoin. I know that you can't issue one. Ms. Waters can't issue one. Mr. Davis can't. Chairman Thompson, he can't either. No member of the Senate can. No senior executive official can. But under this bill, the president of the United States can. And the vice president.
They had nothing. That's how you do it. That is how you do it. Man, he doesn't play around, man. He has all his ducks in a row. He does not play around.
It's good that you've got somebody that's willing to try and get right down to the brass tacks, because at the end of the day, we are seeing things right now in the White House in terms of making, you know, having extra business deals and transactions with a sitting president of the United States that is just so inconsistent with what we've seen before. And when you've got more and more of these specialty situations and the rules change for a couple of people, but the rules don't apply to everybody else. I just don't think there's a concern from the administration as to how this looks, because it's just all it's all focused inward instead of concerned about, you know, how this is going to affect everybody else. It's a bad look.
I love the and what was the did you see yesterday? Maybe we'll have to find this for a little bit later in the show. From ABC News reporter George
Stephanopoulos or something?
Yes. I'm trying to remember who he was talking to, though.
Oh, he was
JD Vance.
He was talking to JD Vance. Yeah, I remember seeing that clip.
Oh,
yeah.
JD Vance could not. He was unwilling to answer the question.
Oh, yeah.
And they ended the interview.
Yeah. Well, I mean, JD Vance was trying to skirt around it. And, you know, sometimes
just answer the question.
Yeah. Well, and if a reporter consistently asks and can fact check you on the spot and is asking you a question and it can be debunked, you don't have to get, you know, aggressive, or you don't have to get defensive over that, because it's a very bad look. Just, we should be able to have a back and forth without some sort of, you know, something turning into a great big, you know, accusatory name calling finger pointing session.
You love those sessions.
Oh, I do. Hey, I'm petty as hell.
I know.
I am super petty.
I know. Coming up next, Ahmad Hicks, sports anchor from Fox 9. He recently attended Big Ten Media Day for basketball. How are the Gophers going to be this year? We talk to him next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, before you know it, Big Ten basketball will be here. It's on the horizon. They recently just had their Big Ten basketball media days. And joining us now, courtesy of the John Chuchikoi Banker Hotline, is Fox 9 sports anchor Ahmad Hicks, who joins us here to talk about what took place at Big Ten Media Day. First off, Ahmad, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I will see you later this week because if people did not know, me and Ahmad Hicks do a video podcast on Fox 9 that I think that people should be paying attention to. I mean, he does a phenomenal job of – I mean, we both kind of lead into it from one week to the next, but it's been fun, man. We chop it up about some good topics each and every week.
Yeah, I enjoy it. You know, it's a chance for us to not only talk about Minnesota sports, but everything going on in the sporting world and dive a little deeper than, you know, what we are allowed to do in TV. You know, we get to go a little bit longer.
Absolutely. All right, so you were recently at Big Ten Media Day. Where was Big Ten Media Day this year?
It was in Rosemont, Illinois.
Oh, okay. It was in Rosemont. What was that like?
It was good. I mean, it's quiet, you know, right next to the airport. So plenty of restaurants, plenty of bars to attend. So, you know, there was no shortage of food options for us.
I bet, man. Well, the Big Ten is, in my opinion, if not the best basketball conference in the country, it's top two. I know that from 1 year to the next, the Big 12 will jump up. ACC, no more. SEC, sometimes. But the Big Ten is relatively is a dominant conference each and every year. Was the theme or maybe kind of the atmosphere surrounding the Big Ten this year, was that the conference is going to be yet again very strong?
Yeah, I mean, with the addition of those teams last year, you're talking about an 18-team deep conference. And so everyone knows that depth is going to be important, you know, especially if you want to withstand the rigorous schedule that they all have to face and then, you know, have to get into the Big Ten tournament at the end of the year. There's no more automatic bids. So it's competitive from the opening jump.
No question about it. And what was kind of the atmosphere surrounding Gopher basketball? We've got a brand new head coach in Nico Medved. There's a lot of new players. What was kind of the conversation and maybe the feel of it for the Gopher players?
I feel things just a little slept on. I mean, when you talk about 11 new players to a program and whatnot, like these guys, everyone has a lot of questions about what this team is going to be. So Nico Medved didn't have a ton of people surrounding his booth or, you know, asking him a ton of questions. But the questions were the same. Who should we expect to see this year? Like, what are some of the standout names and things like that? And so, you know, everyone's just trying to get familiar with this team because there are so many uncertain, you know, things surrounding them, whether who's going to play, who's going to be the lead scorer, like who's the starting five. Like, it's so much going on around this team. So it's kind of an opportunity for him to go out there and just show fans a brand new style of Gopher basketball.
Yeah, we're talking to Fox 9 sports anchor Ahmad Hicks here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Did he give any perspective or insight on what style or brand of basketball that Gopher fans might in particular see?
Yeah, they actually did talk on that a lot. Movement, movement, movement. They want these guys to move, cut without the basketball, no more ISO, no more just depending on pick and roll and whatnot. So you want, he wants them to move, he wants them to cut, he wants them to rebound, and he wants them to be relentless defenders. He said everything starts defensively. He said they can apply pressure full court, they can, you know, shut down their man one-on-one. It leads to transition points. It leads to, you know, fast breaks and everybody else getting in the scoring column. So they said they want to move, and I think that's the one thing that I noticed in a social media video last week. Like, these guys are moving without the basketball, and I think that's instrumental for their success.
Outside of the coach, which player do you think could be the face of the team this season? I know that the last couple of years, we looked to Dawson Garcia. He has graduated. Mm-hmm. He has moved on. Is there any one player that maybe at media days or just in general has kind of stood out?
So I think they want Isaac Asamoah to be one of those superstars of the team in the future. I know Nico Medved told me when I spoke with him earlier this summer that he was one of the most important and first things he did once he got here to Minnesota was to retain the likes of Isaac Asamoah. They think the world of this kid. He's a Minnesota guy. But another name that I kept hearing was Chauncey Willis Jr. I heard that he's going to be one of those players that everyone's talking about that's a scorer, Kate Tyson as well. And then Jalen Crocker Johnson. He's the guy that came over from Colorado State. You know, he played under Nico Medved, got to the tournament last year, had some success with him. So those are three or four of the names that everyone's talking about. And then I think Chance Stevens is one name that Jalen Crocker Johnson kept bringing up. So those are the four or five people that I was told about in detail last week.
All right. So Ahmad, do you know where the Gophers ranked in terms of like in the polling? Oh, from top to bottom, mm-hmm. Who was going to be where in the Big Ten? Do you know where the Gophers fell?
16, yes. And I asked Ooh. Nico about that. Ooh. And he said that, you know, he said he had a lighthearted approach. He said, look, we're picked 16, and yet that's still not the bottom of the Big Ten. He said, that just shows you how deep this conference is. He said, look, every game's going to be a war. He was like, so you have a chance to go out there, you know, prove your opportunity. He said, but all his years of coaching, none of the preseason polls have reflected the postseason polls. So he said, it's up to them to you know, change that decision or outcome, should I say.
Well, everybody's going to be looking to the Big Ten because the one of the polls that came out yesterday was the first, like, top 25, and Purdue is the number one team in the land.
Yeah, not surprised by that. You know, they have some ballers on their team. They're consistently good every year. You know what I'm saying? So, and I think they have one of the best basketball players in the conference this year. And then you talk about, like, Matt Painter, what he's been able to do with this team each and every year. So I think Braden Smith is going to lead that team. He's a versatile scorer. You know, he's someone who can create his own shot. He doesn't depend on others. And so I think, you know, that ranking is probably well-deserved. You talked about the Big Ten. They're one of the teams that show up each and every year.
You know, one of the things that I love about Purdue is that, you know, to be honest with you, you know, Ahmad, Purdue was one of those programs that they, every single year, they're going to return a solid junior and a solid senior. It's never going to be like a Fab Five situation where it's just going to be freshmen. It's never going to be where they're just going to need one rising sophomore. They typically will have a couple of juniors and at least one senior that's going to hopefully try to get the job done.
Yeah, and as I'm looking at their roster right now, I mean, shoot, they're, let's see, one senior, two, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, they got eight seniors. Eight seniors and juniors. So, that, I mean, that's the name of this game in the transfer portal. Like, you want guys to stick around the program, and programs like Purdue, they're not really known for one-and-done players or those flashy-type guys that are going to the league, so they're able to retain their talent. And, you know, the longer you play together, the better success you're going to have.
Yeah. All right, Ahmad, before I get you out of here, man, you be all over the football coverage, man. I see you be all over. So I'm going to ask you about a couple of different things. One, Gopher football related, and then the other is Minnesota Vikings related as we come out of the bye week. Let's start with the Gophers. Okay. I did watch the Gophers over the weekend taking on Purdue. I'm glad that they were able to get the victory, but I was biting my nails for quite a few moments over the course of that game on Saturday night. What did you make of their victory over Purdue?
I mean, nothing. That's the game that they should be winning. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Everyone's like, man, that was a close win. That was a good win. I'm like, you're talking about a now 2-4 football team, like a team that was terrible last year. They're in their first season under Barry Odom and whatnot. So it's like, these are games you're supposed to win, and they honestly shouldn't be close, but yet they are close. And I think that's just kind of the story surrounding PJ Fleck and his program and what he's done here at the University of Minnesota. He's averaging 7 wins a season. He's 35-37 in conference. And the worst thing of all, he's 3-18 in ranked opponents. Like, that is horrible to be making $6 million a year. Now, I'm not advocating for him to be fired or anything like that, because who do you bring in after that? But I just think that the bar is so low for success here for Minnesota football. And I think they need to demand more from this program. And 7 wins shouldn't be enough. Like, a meaningless bowl game shouldn't be enough for this fan base. And a win versus Purdue shouldn't mean anything. The games you should be looking at is versus ranked opponents, like where you got beat 42-3 versus Ohio State. Now you got number 25 Nebraska coming to town. Can you beat them? You know what I'm saying? So I don't think the win last week meant anything. You need to go beat good teams.
Yep, I'm totally with you on that. And I do got one Vikings question. Let's say that Carson Wentz, 100% healthy, J.J. McCarthy, 100% healthy. Who would you start?
You got to go with J.J. McCarthy, man, because, look, this is my thing. If you don't play this man and see what you have in him, we're going to have the same storyline surrounding this team each and every season. You got to throw him out there for the next 4 to 5 weeks if he's healthy. And if he does well, good. You know you have your future. If he does bad and he stinks it up, then you go with Carson Wentz. But you know what the problem is? Who's your quarterback next year? Max Brosmer? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to figure out what you have in J.J. McCarthy now rather than later.
Good stuff as always, my man. Fox 9 sports anchor Ahmad Hicks joining us here on The Lake Show. We'll talk to you later this week, my man, at Fox 9.
All right, appreciate it. I'll see you later.
All right, take care. That's Ahmad Hicks joining us here on The Lake Show. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get into headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show. All right, it's time for headlines. Thanks again to Ahmad Hicks. It's been a fun show tonight. It's been flying by. It doesn't feel like we've been here for a couple of hours, but we have.
I think because there's free parking tonight, so it seems like it's a lot longer.
It's not free parking.
Oops. Well, no, it wouldn't take a credit card earlier. It wouldn't. When I tried to unload the app. No, I'm serious. I tried to load the app, and it's like, cannot process anything at this time.
Oh, you're lucky. Did you take video of it?
No.
Oh, you got to do that, man. Because it was not free. I paid for parking.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. No, because I came in and.
Whenever the thing is messing up, I always get video of it. Because I don't want them saying down the street, no, you didn't pay. I'm be like, man, because I let them know something's wrong.
Okay. See, I'm going into it right now. And if I go park here, see, it says at this time, mobile payment not accepted. So I'm going to take it. Ooh.
That's like the same. What's going on with your headphones over there? You all right?
No idea. Hey, let's get into some headlines here. Open it up here. Hey, fire crews are working to put out a large wildfire in a remote area in northern Minnesota. The fire near Tofte and Lake Superior is 50% contained, according to the Minnesota Interagency Fire Center. Spokesperson Leanne Lannenberg says they believe a lightning strike. What the heck is going on with my...
It's your headphones or something. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's just weird.
It's not good.
Yeah, I'll switch it out the next break. Northern Minnesota has seen a large wildfire increase this summer. The Camp House Fire and Jenkins Creek Fire both started in May and took weeks to get under control. Now crews are dealing with steep terrain that's making access difficult. Several trails, including a portion of the Superior Hiking Trail, are closed, and the public is asked to avoid the area despite it being very popular along that part of Lake Superior, the North Shore area.
That's a bummer. That's a buzzkill. You never want to see large wildfires anywhere. Northern Minnesota, The Palisades in California, you know, which, by the way, they arrested somebody for that last week.
I know. That's insane to think that they arrested somebody for that.
They found out somebody that participated in actually trying to, you know.
Well, good, because that person should absolutely be held accountable. Hey, federal and local authorities teamed up in a massive effort to rescue more than... God, this is going to drive me nuts for the next 5 minutes.
No headphones.
I have no idea what the...
It's all good.
I have no idea what the music is sounding like, so you'll just have to tell me what the levels are. Federal and local authorities teamed up in a massive effort to rescue more than 30 missing children and uncover multiple trafficking operations during a coordinated crackdown in Texas. They called the joint effort Operation Lightning Bug, and it involved teams from the U.S. Marshals Service and the San Antonio Police Department's Missing Persons Unit, Special Victims Unit, Street Crimes Unit, and Covert Operations. Now, the U.S. Marshals Service, one expanded ability to track down traffickers through a 2015 act, announced shortly afterwards the establishment of the Missing Child Unit to oversee the operations. Now, the Marshals Service defines critically missing children as those at a heightened risk of violent crime or other elevated factors such as sexual exploitation, substance abuse, exposure to crime, or domestic violence. U.S. Marshal Susan Parmalee said, quote, "The safety of our children is the safety of our communities, and justice demands that we protect those who cannot protect themselves."
Absolutely, 100%. That's what it's all about. Of all the lines that you just read, that's the number one thing from the U.S. Marshal. The safety of our children is the safety of our communities, and justice demands that we protect those who cannot protect themselves. 100%.
I wish more people would think along those lines.
Yep. Yeah. Don't protect pedophiles.
Huh. That's a pretty good slogan for a, you know what, never mind. Hey, Target started selling THC beverages at a handful of its mini Minnesota liquor stores last week. The first such items at any of its 2,000 stores nationwide. Now, the Minneapolis-based chain joined thousands of other retailers in the state, including grocery stores, liquor stores, and gas stations, offering THC drinks. But Target's participation brings a new level of mainstream visibility to the low-dose cannabis market. Minnesota helped pioneer THC beverages with hemp-specific laws that brought the industry out of a legal gray area in 2022. Now, that ushered in a major boom in breweries and other brands launching low-dose THC drinks and gummies bars, restaurants, and retailers of all stripes could sell. Now, the state has approved all 72 Target stores in Minnesota to sell hemp-derived products. That according to the Office of Cannabis Management. But it's likely a placeholder pending a decision on broadening sales. Now, all retailers that want to continue selling hemp-derived THC products next year must apply for a paid license by the end of the month. And Target's THC launch comes after several quarters of flat or declining same-store sales. It gives the retailer a chance to attract new customers and boost in-store traffic by tapping a growing industry, one that's exceeded $1 billion in sales nationally last year.
I'll say this quickly, and I'll probably get some pushback from many people out there on the text line, 651-461-9226. I don't want to walk into a Target and people see that they can buy THC drinks there. Seriously, THC drinks in Target? That's weird. You turned it way up. Way, way up.
There, how's that?
That's better.
Okay. Well, Target's one of those places that you need to just leave it alone.
I just think Target, Walmart, leave those places alone.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Like, what? No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, no. Well, I think if you...
No, I'm not saying sorry to you. I'm just saying sorry to them. I'm like, sorry. No, I don't want you guys in on the cut.
Yeah. No. Hey, 30 paintings created by the bushy-haired, soft-spoken Bob Ross will soon be up for auction to defray the cost of programming for the public television stations suffering from cuts in federal funding. Now, Ross was a public television stalwart in the 1980s and the 90s, quote, dedicated his life to making art accessible to everyone. This according to Joan Kowalski, president of Bob Ross Incorporated. This auction ensures his legacy continues to support the very medium that brought his joy and creativity into American homes for decades. Now, Bonhams in Los Angeles will auction three of Ross's paintings on November 11th. Other auctions will follow in London, New York, Boston, and online. All profits are pledged to stations that use content from distributor American Public Television. As desired by President Donald Trump, Congress has eliminated $1.1 billion allocated to public broadcasting, leaving about 330 PBS and 246 NPR stations to find alternative funding sources. And Ross spoke often as he worked on the air about painting happy little trees, happy little clouds. He didn't make mistakes, only happy accidents.
Wow. What a legacy to leave. Seriously, what a legacy to leave behind. He did his part, right? Legend. I didn't realize he passed that long ago. 1995? Wow.
Yeah, I know he was pretty sick for a while. My wife and I watched a documentary on him, and just a fascinating guy.
Mm.
Fascinating guy, and you look at what he did, you're like, that's really not that hard, but it kind of is. He made it look so easy.
All right, that's going to wrap up headlines here on The Lake Show. Coming up to kick off the final hour, we don't care about healthcare for all. Because we care more for sports and entertainment and making people millionaires and billionaires. We get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.